Holy Spirit, we bless you. Take dominion over this place. Let your presence have its way. We render powerless and impotent every demonic activities in the atmosphere. We declare zero authorities of the powers of darkness in this place. May your presence arrest the atmosphere. May angelic activities and assignments be activated this very night, O God. That at the end of the day, Father, the victory of your people will manifest in the name of Jesus. We bless you for the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 I guess right now you are too hot, you can't pray. Amen. God bless you for being here this Friday night. We want to continue our series on demonology 101. On demonology 101. Last week we dealt with a couple of things. So far we have went through some questions that we have dealt with. We began by saying what they are and what they are not. In other words, what are demons and what demons are not. Number two, we spoke about the origin, which is the rise and the fall of demons. We also spoke about the nature, the characteristics of demons. Last week, we spoke about the functions or activities and occupations of demons. Tonight, we are going to deal with a very old-aged question. A question that has troubled believers alike and theologians alike. A question that we will, or perhaps might not even conclude on this very day with what the exact answer of it is. Because this is a question that has really been answered here and there. And even when you study the subject, you will never really come to a conclusion. So today we are dealing with session 3. We are talking about what is demonic possession. And the question is, can a Christian or a believer be possessed? Can a Christian or a believer be possessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Give my people some mics and let's talk. Solo, you can grab a mic. Jennifer, grab a mic. Deacon Charles, let me put this chair back. When I see something is out of place, it messes up my thought of thinking. Amen. Believe me. It messes up my thought. Amen. Amen. Yes. Because believe me, I will sit here and I'll be looking at it every second. Every second my mind will be on it. You know, that's how it is. But get them some mic. We want to go back. Everybody has a mic? Yes. Get Asanto a mic. I'll let her read today too. The other day I cheated her. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're going to read, you need to get Kiki out of your lap. This is serious stuff. Which one? Amen. So we are dealing with the subject, what is demonic possession? In the Bible, the word demonic possession itself was not used, but the word daimonizo was used, which means to be demonized. Which means to be demonized. The Greek word was used, which it was used in several of the scriptures. I'll give you the references. We have a lot to go on today, so I'll just give you all the scriptures. Just write them down, and then later on we'll deal with it. Daimonizomai, which means to be demonized. And this word is used in Matthew 4:24. It is used in Matthew 8:16, Matthew 8:28 and 33. It is used in Matthew 9:32. It is also used in Matthew 15 22. It is also used in Mark chapter 1, the verse number 32. Mark chapter 5, the verse number 15 to 18. Luke 8, the verse number 36. John 10, 21. Let me go over it quickly again. Matthew chapter 4, the verse number 24. Matthew 8, 16, the verse number 28 and the verse number 33. Matthew 9, 32. Matthew 15, 22. It is also used in Mark chapter 1, the verse number 32. Mark chapter 5, the verse number 15. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There is a reason why we are dealing with this subject. The Bible said that for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. Amen. Amen. In other words, the problem of the church, he didn't say of the unbelievers, he said for lack of knowledge, my people. He is not talking to unbelievers, but he is talking to the church. You see, the failure of the modern church is knowledge. The modern church, to me, is the most ignorant church of all ages. And yet still, we are more equipped than every other church in every age. But yet still, we are ignorant. You see, when the Bible was first translated in English, it was chained to an oar. It was chained to a big rock. And once in a while, one person will stand up and the whole city will gather and he will read and everybody will sit and listen. For hours, they will be listening to the Bible for 10 hours. Because they have never heard a Bible translation before. They have never heard the word of God being spoken to them in that manner before. Listen, we are fortunate in this generation that the Bible is on your iPod. The Bible is on your iPad. The Bible is on your phone. The Bible is everywhere that you turn. You own about 3 or 4 Bibles. You have a computer at home, the internet. Why do we still lack knowledge? And it will kill you. What you don't know will destroy you inevitably. It will destroy you. The Bible said that study to make yourself approved. In other words, as a believer, you cannot be approved except if you are studied. I hear it with somebody. Christianity is about studying. It's not about coming to church. Christianity is about reading the word of God. It's about soaking yourself, absorbing yourself into the word of God. David said, thy word would I meditate upon. He said, teach me your law, O God. Teach me your precepts. Teach me your statutes. Teach me your commandments. Don't take this for granted. He said, this word of the Lord shall not depart from thy lips, for thou shalt meditate on it, what? Day and night. You shall meditate on the word of God. It shall not, what, depart away from your lips. Unless you are skilled with the word of God, the devil will mess you up. Believe me, if you ask a Christian to quote a verse, they quote it wrongly. And believe me, the danger of quoting the word wrongly is temptation. You will always fall in sin and defeat because you quoted it wrongly. When Satan told Adam and Eve that word, did God say? Is this what God tell you? Had Adam and Eve remembered what God really said, they would not have listened to what the devil said, because the devil quoted looking like what God said. But had Adam and Eve really listened and they have kept what God really said? I'm telling you, that is why some of you sleep with Psalm 91 under your pillow. They sleep with the Bible open under their pillow. Because the word itself is not inside of you. So you need it, you need the hard copy under your pillow before you know you are secured. I am telling you, you will have the Bible and the devil will still beat you up. Your Bible can be gold plated, it can be well designed, it can be the nicest one in here, the devil will still mess you up. You need the word inside of you. The Bible said you are a living epistle.
Are you hearing me, somebody? He said, for lack of knowledge, my people, not anybody, but my people are destroyed. That is a shame. That is a shame to God. So for lack of knowledge, please do not allow knowledge to bypass you. Whatever it takes, get it. Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Whatever it takes to acquire knowledge, get it. The Bible said, if it costs you everything to get understanding, get it. It said, wisdom is a principal thing, or wisdom is the first thing. And with all thy getting, said, get understanding. My translation said, and if it costs you everything, get understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We are just starting. I have a lot of things to say to upset you today. And I'll apologize when I'm done. Amen. I have my apology letter written too. Hallelujah. So, Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, Matthew 8, 16, the verse number 28, the verse number 33, Matthew 9, 32, Matthew 15, 22, Mark chapter 1, the verse number 32, Mark chapter 5, the verse number 15 to 18, Luke 8, 36, John 10, 21. In these verses, the word daimonizomai, which is the Greek word of to be demonized, is used over there. And this means that to be controlled from within. The word daimonizomai means to be controlled by a demon from what? From within. So this is where we get the word demon possess, or to be possessed by a demon. In other words, to be possessed by a demon has to do with control from where? Within. I hear me, somebody. Amen. Now, this word is used in other parts of the Bible as well, which I'm going to give you the scriptures. But the word is not used directly as it was used in the other verses. But here it is used as an expression, as an illustration. So that once you see the illustration, you know that the exact same action has been invoked. Amen. Now, when you look at the Bible, write down the scriptures, please. Matthew 11, 18. Luke 7, Matthew 11, 18, Luke 7, 33, John chapter 7, 20, 20, John 8, 48, John 10, 20, Acts 8, 7, Acts 16, 16, which we dealt with last week. So you look underneath these scriptures, and we are dealing with the subject, what is what? A demonic possession. Amen. Amen. So when you combine what this scripture tells you, we can draw this definition that a demonic possession involves a demon residing in a person. Amen. A demon residing a person, exercising control from within. A demon residing in a person, exercising control from where? From within. Now turn to Matthew 43. Matthew 12. So that we can go into some explanation more. Matthew 43, the verse number 44. So when we talk about demon, we are talking about a demon residing in what? In a person. Those reading turn to Matthew 43. Matthew 12, 43 to 44. The next person turned to Mark 5. We read Mark 5 already. But turn to Mark 5, 1 to 5.
Amen.
The third person can turn to Matthew 12, 22. The person who has the first one read, please.
12:43 to 45.
Matthew 12:43 to 44. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none.
He said, read again.
When the unclean spirit is gone out.
Is gone out of where?
Of a man.
Is gone out of where? In other words, where was the unclean spirit before he left the man? In other words, he was within the man. He was inside of the man.
Yes, yes.
Go on, please.
He walks through dry places.
That's when your spirit is dry.
He walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. Then he says, I will return into my house.
I will return where?
Into my house.
I will return where?
Into my house.
Where was the house that he left?
The man.
Where was the house that he left?
In the man.
It was what? The man.
That's right.
So a demon sees you as what?
As
a house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read on, please. Jesus.
I will return into my house from whence I came out.
I will return into my house.
Yes.
Now listen to the statement. It shows a statement that what he has legal right to that house. I hear him as somebody. He said, I will return into what? My house. The word my is a possessive word, saying that what the house belongs to him. Are you understanding this?
Yes.
He said, I will return to where? To my house from whence I came. Signifying that the demon is saying that what? The house belongs to him. Read on, please.
And when he is come, he finds it empty and garnished.
He finds it what?
Empty.
Underline the word empty.
Swept.
Swept.
And garnished.
And garnished.
Then goes he and takes with himself seven other spirits.
Seven other what?
Spirits.
Seven other what?
Spirits.
To have a housewarming. I hear him as somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because once you enter a new and a better apartment, you have renovated your apartment, you want to have a party. The Bible said that the demon, I'm just trying to give you, a life application, an illustration, before we come into the exact technicality of the spiritual world of what is taking place here. I hear of somebody. So this is just like somebody who has vacated a house. He said a demon or a tenant came out of a house, a place where he formerly took residence. The Bible said he came out of it. He came out of it because the conditions of the house were not meeting his requirements. Are you understanding this? He came out of the house because what? The current condition of the house, whatever they may be, were the opposite of what brought him back. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? Whatever it may be was the opposite of what brought him back into the house. The Bible said he had left the house. And when he left the house, the Bible said he made what? He decided that he will keep watch. That once in a while he will come and visit and look. If the house has been renovated, so that he can repossess it or he can inhabit it again. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that when he came back, he recognized that what? It was dry, it was swept. It was lacking in something that made it dry. I hear about somebody. I hear about somebody. Now, what we notice in this scripture is one, we notice residency. So a demon possession has to deal with what? Residency. In other words, in order for there to be a demonic possession, there must be what? A residency. There must be a tenant in the house. I hear him, somebody. I hearing me, somebody? So the Bible said that the demon left. When he left, it means that what? The person has been depossessed. When the demon desires to come back and he comes and resides, the Bible says that what? You know, the person is now possessed, or the house is now what? Possessed. So this is what we mean by what? Somebody or something being possessed. There must be a residency before there will be a demonic possession, or before we can say that somebody is what? Demonic possessed. Two, there must be something else. Somebody read Mark 5:1.
And seeing the multitude, he went up into the
house. Read louder, please. And seeing what?
The multitude.
Go on.
He went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his discipline.
Are you in Mark? You are not in Mark. You are in Matthew. Come to Mark. Don't worry. Don't panic. Don't mind them. Don't let them intimidate you. You can do it.
And they came over onto the side
you
of
are
the
there.
Sea
mm-hmm.
into this country of the Gadarenes.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And when he was come,
and when he was what?
Come out of the ship.
Speak louder. And when he was what?
Come out of the ship.
Come out of the ship. Talking about Jesus.
Immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man.
Immediately out of where?
The tomb.
Out of where?
The tomb.
The tombs. Go on.
A man with unclean spirit.
A man who had unclean spirit. The word unclean we establish. Unclean spirits means demon spirits. Amen. So a man who had in him a demon. Go on. Verse 3.
Who had his dwelling among the tombs.
He has his dwelling among the tombs. Go on.
And no man could bind him.
No man could what?
Could bind him.
No man could what?
Bind him.
Could bind him. Go on.
No, not with chains.
No, not with chains.
Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains.
He was formerly bound with fetters and chains.
And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces.
Mm.
Neither could any man tame him.
Neither could any man what?
Tame him.
Neither could any man what?
Tame him.
Go on.
And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones.
Always night and day he was in the tomb. You can stop over there. Crying and cutting himself in the tomb. This signifies to control. That a demon resides in you, and he also what? Controls you from within. Now what we see here taking place in the life of the man is that the man is not of himself. That another force from within was controlling him from without. So that every action that he was doing, it was not him, but it was another force moving him. The Bible said that he gained supernatural strength. A strength that was beyond his human control. That when he was chained, the Bible said he tears apart the chains. Why? Because a force was controlling him. The Bible said night and day he cut himself. So that you find out that one of the activities of demonic possessions, and not always, but one of the activities of demonic possession is suicidal spirits. I'm not saying it's a rule, but this man sat in the tomb looking to kill himself, cutting himself, abusing himself, but it was not of his own. Something else was controlling him. He had a desire not to live among humans, not to live among the living, but his place was in the dwelling of the dead. The Bible said he lived in a tomb. What is the living doing in a tomb? Jesus said to Mary Magdalene the other time, he said, "Woman, why are you looking for the living among the dead?" I hear me, somebody. If I am looking for the King Charles, I don't go around checking, you know, tomb numbers. When I know that he's alive, I know where to find him.
I hear me, somebody. But this man had his dwelling among tombs. Why? Because of the fact that another spirit took possession of him and controlled him and kept him at that place. Somebody read Matthew 12:22. So, go on. Anybody there? All right. Matthew 12:22.
Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil.
There was brought unto Jesus someone what? Possessed with the devil. The actual translation said demonized.
That's right.
Controlled by the devil. Go on.
Blind and dumb.
Blind and what?
Dumb.
Blind and what?
Dumb.
Dumb. In other words, he was blind and he was deaf. He could not hear. Blind and mute, rather. Yes, gone.
And he healed him.
And he healed him.
In so much that the blind and the dumb both spoke and saw.
The blind and the dumb spirit spoke and left the man. Then the man now was able to speak and he saw. Are you understanding this? Now, what we are saying is that in order for we to say that someone is demonic possessed, two things must happen to the person. There must be a residency, one, and two, there must be control. And in Matthew, when we came to Matthew 12:22, we learned something over there as well. That the Bible said a man was demon possessed. In other words, there was what? Residency. There was evidence that this man has what? Received a demon in him, or a demon has occupied him. So the Bible said that the man was possessed. He was demonized. He was inhabited by a demon. Now the Bible said that during that time, when the demon had possessed him, the Bible said he was blind and he was what? Mute. Are you hearing me, somebody? Now something significant happened. The Bible said when he met Jesus and Jesus delivered him, the scripture said that, and the blindness and the muteness left him. Signifying that when the demon came, he came with something. He was controlling the eyesight of the man, and he was controlling the tongue of the man. So that by the exit of the demon, there was an immediate solution in the life of the man. Are you understanding this? Are you understand? Now, it doesn't mean that every blindness means there is a demon. Because we are moving to a subject where you find out that what, you know, the subject of can a believer or a Christian be possessed? What we are dealing with right now is something general about demonic possession. Now, we find out that the man's blindness left him when the demons left him. It means that the demons brought the blindness and they brought the muteness. Are you understanding this? So in order for this to take place, there must be two things which must happen in the life of a person. There must be one residency. There must be two control. But then, this is what a demonic possession is. But that is not the task of this very night. Our task is much difficult, which is to explain whether a believer can be what? Possessed. Hallelujah. Now, this is a very interesting question, because even if you read a lot about demonology, you will never really come to a conclusion, because everybody finally comes to the end where everybody wants to escape the question. But the question is where we began from. You bought a 400-page book only to find out if a Christian can be demon-possessed. Then you come to the final last paragraph, and that is where they want to tell you something. Are you understanding this? So therefore, the reason why this cannot be really explained, because I cannot explain it theologically to you. Because the Bible does not give room for such an explicit explanation. There was no place in the Bible where it says that Peter or Paul cast a demon out of a believer. There was no place in the Bible. But there There were several scriptures in the Bible where demons were cast out of several people. It just happened they were not believers. Are you understanding this? Now, the very fact that what there was no place in the Bible where Peter or Paul or Jesus cast a demon out of a believer will not grant us an immediate conclusion that a believer cannot be possessed. This also does not mean that a believer can be possessed. Are you understanding this? Now, in many deliverances, a few deliverances that I have done, and the reason why the subject is very, very confusing is that I have seen, or let's just say I've heard a spirit cry out of a person, introduce themselves. You know, I am the queen of the coast, or introduce yourself, I'm the queen of heaven, out of a person. And not in just one locality, but from different places I have been to. And it has been very consistent. So therefore, even if even if you have an argument against it, you know, it really bothers your mind to investigate and to really ask yourself what is going on here, because some of the people I am talking to are real believers, or what I think are real believers. Are you understanding this? Now, I'm using the statement real believers does not really mean that, you know, I mean, the people that you see this thing coming out of are not real believers. So I want you to hold your peace for a while. Amen. Before you cast a stone. Hallelujah. Because I have seen people, I'm telling you, I have seen people who have left a better holier life, a better cleaner life, a better prayer life than I have lived. And I prayed for such a person and something happened that surprised me. That another spirit spoke. Now, this is not just somebody speaking out of you, but a spirit. So it is very hard to really explain what is going on. So therefore, before we can really explain this, we will do a little bit of scrutinizing into the scriptures and compare a couple of things. Turn to Romans 15:22. The second person, turn to First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. And the third person, turn to 2 Corinthians 12:7. Romans 15:22.
Should I read?
Please go on.
Romans 15:22.
For which cause also
I have been much hindered from coming to you.
I have been much what?
Hindered.
Hindered. Go on.
But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you.
I will come to you. Now, the second person read 1 Thessalonians 2:18.
Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered us.
But even I what? He said, even I what?
Paul. Even I, Paul, once and again. But Satan hindered us.
The word even is an indication that what? Even him, the apostle, was hindered. This is why, as a believer, you ought to be very careful in your life. This statement alone is a statement of caution. He said, even I, Paul, I was hindered. I was prevented by Satan. Now, what you find out from these two verses that we read, the other one from where? Romans? And this one is that what? There was no residency. Right? But there was control from without. Are you understanding this?
What you find out over here is that Paul was hindered by Satan. Paul was, troubled by Satan. He was prevented by a demon. So that he could not carry forth his actions. But there was no residency. He said, Satan hindered me. In other words, he was not possessed. But however, he was harassed by Satan. So let me call this demonic harassment, if you permit. So in this definition, we say that a demonic harassment is to be continually harassed or torment. Let me skip from the word harass and say torment or troubled or obstruct by persistent attacks of demons. By persistent attacks of demons. So that he, as a believer, Paul was not possessed. But he was harassed by Satan. Are you understanding this? He was hindered by Satan. Who has 2 Corinthians 12. 12:7.
And lest I should be exalted above measure.
Unless I should be what? Exalted above measure.
Through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
There was given unto him a thorn in the flesh.
The messenger of
Satan. A messenger of Satan.
To buffet me.
To buffet me.
Lest I should be exalted above measure.
Lest I should be exalted above measure.
For this thing I besought the Lord thrice.
For this thing I besought the Lord how many times? You can stop there. So now the Bible said that something happened to Paul. He said a messenger of Satan was sent to harass him. Day and night there was a persistent troubling in his flesh. So that this thing was happening around him. But it was not something within him. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? This action took place in the flesh. Notice this carefully because we shall visit this thing again. This thing took place in the flesh and not in the spirit man. Are you understanding this? He said a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him or to harass him, to abuse him. To persecute him so that as a Christian you can face demonic harassment or abuse or persecutions. But it doesn't mean that you have been possessed. Amen. Amen. Number two, something else can happen where a demon can control your actions. Where a demon can punish your destiny and your character. Where a demon can persuade and dissuade you from a mission or from a direction that God has given to you. This therefore we call demonic influence. Demonic influence. Now it happens that in astrology there is what they call demonic influence. And this is their definition. It is the ability to affect a person's actions, destiny, and characters through occult manipulations. The ability to affect a person's actions, destiny, and character through occult manipulations. So that as a believer, your life can be affected through occult manipulations. Your destiny can be affected. Your character can be affected. You can be dissuaded easily. Through demonic manipulations, your actions can be changed. Somebody read Matthew 16:21. Matthew 16:21-23. Very quickly. So that a Christian can go through what? Demonic influence.
Matthew 16:21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, Lord, this shall not be unto you.
He said, be ye what?
Far from you,
Lord. Far from you, Lord.
Yes.
Go on.
But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me.
But he turned unto Peter, right?
Yes.
But he turned unto who?
Peter.
But he turned unto who?
Peter.
And he spoke to who?
Peter.
Oh. But he turned to who?
Peter.
And he spoke to who? But he turned to who? And he spoke to who? How is this possible? And said unto who? That what? So who is he speaking to? Not Peter. So he is speaking to the demon. And not who? Now was the demon inside Peter? This is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm looking for. Was the demon inside Peter? Was the demon inside Peter? He turned unto Peter, spoke unto Peter, and said, Satan, get thee behind me. In other words, he spoke to the demon, and the demon was not inside Peter. He spoke to the actions that was exhibited through Peter. So that in demonic influence, your actions can be influenced by Satan. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Your actions can be influenced by Satan. When Peter spoke, Jesus knew it was Peter. How did he know? He turned to Peter. And he made sure that it was Peter, but yet still he says, Satan, get thee behind me, because he knew Peter was under the influence. I hear him as somebody. So under the influence of a demon. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now that is a serious question. How did Peter came under the influence? Now this is where we expand on the question, can a believer be possessed? The Bible said, to whom you yield your members or your body to, turn to Romans 8. Turn to Romans 8. So you recognize that Peter was not technically possessed under the word, but he was controlled. Possession means that there is a residency. He was controlled by a demon. His actions were controlled by a demon, but he was not possessed because there was no residency.
Romans 8, which verse, please?
5.
Romans 8, 5. For they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Those who are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh.
Yes. But they who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
But those who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Should I continue?
Amen. Read 5 again.
For they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
He said, they who what? They who mind the flesh. Amen. Amen. Now, previously, Paul has told us that what? Whom you yield your body to, will come to the scripture very soon. He said, whom you yield your body to, he said, to whom you become what? A slave. In other words, there is something that takes place over here. The word, Paul is trying to state over here, is just the common law of servitude or slavery. That you volunteer to yield yourself unto someone. Then when you came under the possession of that person has legal right and absolute control, because the word slavery is used. The word slavery means you don't own yourself. It means you are a property of somebody. Even though you volunteered yourself, you still became a property of someone. It means someone is your owner. Are you understanding this?
And Paul said that to whom you yield yourself to whom you give yourself to whom you become a slave, he becomes your owner, you become his property. And if you are my property, I do with you what I want. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? So therefore, we understand that what? As a believer, you can do something that will look like Satan will have an advantage, or Satan will control your life. He will control your life because you yielded yourself to him. Now, what is happening here is that Paul is not speaking to unbelievers. He is talking to the believers. And he's telling the believers that whoever you yield yourself to, you become their property. Whether it is God or whether it is Satan, whether it is sin or whether it is righteousness, you become a slave unto it. And if you are a slave unto something, you do not control your actions. So a believer can't be controlled. Now in Romans 8:5, the Bible said that what? And the sin nature, what? Read that again, please. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of what? They that are after the flesh do mind what? The things of the flesh. Over here, we learn that the believer has two natures. He has the sin nature and he has the spirit nature. And in the sin nature, resides, or the sin nature is where the flesh is. Are you understand this? Now we understand that what within this believer, which we learn in the spiritual man, that within this believer there are two compartments, the sin nature and also the spirit nature. In other words, within this compartment, the Holy Spirit also dwells. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? But there is another nature that dwells in man, which the Holy Spirit does not like. Hearing this. So the Bible said that Paul said a messenger of Satan was sent to harass him in the flesh. Not from the spirit nature, but in his flesh he was harassed. So as a believer, yes, you can be harassed by Satan. You can be influenced by Satan. You can be dissuaded by Satan. But the problem of the final conclusion is that you cannot be possessed. Because with possession, there must be a residency within you. And after the residency, there must be control. But it looks like the believer can only be controlled from without. Now let me give you a scripture, 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6:15. In an unbeliever, demonic possession is absolute. There is control and there is residency. In a believer, we cannot call it a demonic possession. We can only call it demonic control. Or obsession. It can be a manipulation, but it cannot be a possession.
Mm-hmm. Is that the word obsession, mm-hmm, in the dictionary is the domination of one's thoughts or feelings by a persistent idea, mm, or desire. Mm. The idea or desire itself. Mm.
So there is what? An obsession. Your thoughts and your ideas are controlled. Hallelujah. But your spirit nature has not been taken what captive. So let's read 2 Corinthians 6.
2 Corinthians. I have 1 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15.
15 to 16.
And he died for all. Oh, I'm sorry. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he who believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
Wait a minute over there. There's too much information. Go back to 15. He said, and what?
Concord.
Has what?
Christ with Belial.
What ag-
agreement or association has Christ with Belial? Are you understanding? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? What is darkness doing? What? Residing with light. In other words, it's not possible for Christ to reside with a demon. Are you understanding this? He said, what agreement, what association has Christ living in the same apartment with a demon? It's not possible. Now read to 16, the 16.
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
That is what I like. And what agreement has the temple of God with what? With what? Read the verse number 19 quickly. There's no 19?
No.
Then read on, finish it up.
Temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Go read on.
Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons, daughters with the Lord Almighty, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Well, is it? That is where I'm trying to go. But I was expecting the scripture where it said that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? I think it is in 1 Corinthians, right? Good. 1 Corinthians. Now, it said, do you not know that what? That your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And now we are being told over here that what? Christ, you are what? The temple of God. And so therefore we know that what? I mean, where the temple of God is, there cannot be an idol to another God. Are you understanding this? The Bible said, do you not know? And if we don't know, it is an information to the believer of who you are. It is an identification of who you are being told that you are. He said, do you not know as a believer that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? So if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we are being told here in the verse number 16. Take me back over there. I want to stay in the idol.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16. Should I read?
No, not here. Take me back to where I brought you from. 2 Corinthians.
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
What agreement has the temple of God with what?
With idols.
With what?
Idols.
So if you are the temple of God, then there is no association with you and idols. And idols are a place of refuge for demons. Are you understanding this? Idols are a place of refuge for demons. And because you are the temple of God, idols cannot take refuge where you are. And demons cannot inhabit you. A demon cannot possess you because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit has taken permanent residency, authority, and dominion over your life. Read James chapter 4, 5 quickly. Let's end over here. James 4, 5.
Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us lusts to envy? But he gives more grace.
It's okay. He said, do you think that the scriptures speak what in vain? That the spirit which lasts in us, that the Holy Spirit who dwells in us lasts to envy. In other words, the spirit of God is a spirit of jealousy, that he will not share his habitation, he will not share his apartment, his temple with another idol or demon. So therefore today I announce to a believer, I said, there is no further residency in your life. No power can take residency in your life, because the Holy Spirit is already there. Oh, I said the Holy Spirit is already there. Oh, I wish there are some believers here. I feel like it's unbelievers I'm talking to. The Bible says that what? The Holy Spirit is a jealous spirit. Are you hearing this, somebody? So as long as he's inside of you, nothing else can possess you. Nothing else can come inside of you. So the Bible said, resist the devil in the verse number 7, and he shall flee from you. Why shall he flee from you? Because the Holy Ghost will not allow him. I tell somebody today, I said, when you show up, the devil
shall flee from you. The devil shall vacate around you. He will not stand around you, because you are covered, because you are filled by the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me, somebody? The other time the Bible said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I announced to somebody, the devil is a liar. You are free indeed. No power can possess you. No power can enter you except the Holy Ghost. I said, today you are free, because the Bible has said it. The Lord has said it. Are you hearing me, somebody? Whatever you are hearing, whatever the devil is saying, thou sayest the Lord, that I have set you free, and you are free indeed.
Hallelujah. So, the believer cannot and shall never be possessed. Hallelujah. For he has been set free. Whom the Son has set free is free. And as though the free was not enough, he said, indeed, to satisfy what you are thinking. So that if there is any hesitation or doubts in your mind, he said, it is indeed. There is no argument. There is no argument. That what God, what Christ has done in your life is complete. It is finished. There is no other room for the devil to inhabit you. Are you hearing me, somebody? From today, may you live with the spirit of courage and boldness. May you exercise authority and dominion. May the spirit of fear never knock at your door. For whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. In other words, you are free from the spirit of fear, from the spirit of death. You are free from the spirit of demonic harassment. For the Son has set you free. You are free from the spirit of depression. You are free from stress. For you are indeed free. For the Son has done it, and he said it is free. Are you hearing me, somebody? From this very day, you shall not be afraid of any witch, of any occult manipulation, of any enchantment and divination, because the Bible said you are free indeed. It will not work against you, for the Bible said no enchantment, no divination shall work against Jacob. I announced to you, I said, they will do it, but it shall not work. It shall not prosper. It shall not stand. Let them do it. Let them wake up at night. Let them trouble themselves. But thou sayest, Jehovah, to subvert a man in his course, to stand before a man and his right, before the face of the Almighty, Jehovah shall not permit it. He shall not allow it for a demon to possess you. The Lord will be a liar. I declare to somebody, I said, walk with boldness, for you are delivered. You have been set free by the blood of the Lamb that speaks in Jesus' name. For the Bible said, there is a blood that crieth better days more than the blood of bulls and animals, of cattle doves, more than the blood of sheep. It is the blood that crieth better than the blood of Abel. There is a better cry. I said, there is a better cry. I said, there is a better cry. There is a cry that pleads for your life. There is a cry that cries out for your deliverance. There is a cry that cries out for your safety. It cries out, for David said, the Lord is my shield. He is my fortress. He is a mighty warrior. I say to somebody, there is a blood crying tonight. There is a blood. Whenever you are alone, whenever you are afraid, remember there is a blood. It is still crying. It is still crying. Wherever you are alone, you are depressed, you are stressed, you are hopeless, remember there is
is a blood. I shall remember there is a blood. Whenever you are about to give up, remember there is a blood. There is a blood. It is still crying. It does not cry bad things. It does not cry defeat. It does not cry failure. It cries better things. It cries better things. Let it cry for you today. Let the blood cry for you today. I said, let there be better things. Let there be better things. Let there be better things. For the blood cries. It cries. Whatever state you are in, whatever place the devil has left you in, I said, the blood is crying. The blood is crying. Who said you can't make it? Who said you can't go for it? The blood is crying for you. The blood is bleeding for you. The blood is interceding for you. There is a better place. There is a better place. And the blood wants you to get it. I said you shall get it. I said you shall get it. For he is seated in eternal glory. He is seated and he ever makes intercession for you and I. I declare to somebody, I said you are liberated. I said there is a better deliverance. There is a better hope. There is a better hope. I said your expectation is guaranteed. Your destiny is guaranteed. Your place is guaranteed in life because the blood is there. He said the thoughts I think of you are not thoughts of evil. They are not thoughts of shame. They are thoughts of good and of love, that I may bring you to an expected end. I said you will get there. I said you will get there. No demon shall stop you. No demon shall hinder you. I said you will get there. I said you will get there. For the blood is crying. For the blood is fighting. Whenever you are in trouble, invoke the blood. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. For the blood is on your behalf. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, shall we rise? Begin to pray. La pa 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 bo sikaya. Le pa 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 ta kabasa. Antia po sukaya. Antia po si antia. Le pa 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 ponto kasataka. Cry out, cry out, cry out. Cry out, cry out. Yes, antia la bos. Cry out. That is it. Cry out to him. Plead the blood, plead the blood. It cries better things. It cries better things. There may be demonic manipulations, demonic obsessions, demonic influence, but the blood will cry for you. Ah, pray. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. Le pante kabosuya. Le pante pata kabaya. Ante pantusia. Imantoya soyakaya. Epo sokorantaya. Ah, yes. Plead it, plead it, plead it, plead it. In the name of Jesus, Satan may try to hinder your destiny, but tonight we plead the blood. Atapata kaya, atapoto kaya, lepata pata kaya, lepapate kabasia. We resist the devil by the blood. Somebody pray. Lepanto kaya, lepanto kaya, ateya bosh, apapapapapa. Yes, 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 yes. Le panto kaya, le pa 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 pa. Ataya pas, apa pa pa pa. Ataba tadia, yesu kaya ataya. Ah, somebody, somebody, talk to the Lord. Play the blood, play the blood, play that tonight. Play that tonight. Play that over your children, over your family, over your household, over your job, over your wife, over your husband. Play the blood over your green card, over your papers. Play the blood, for the devil cannot hinder us. By the blood that cries better things, I said the blood cries tonight. It cries tonight. There are better things coming. There are better things coming. Plead it, plead the blood. Le papa yados, le tapa pas, kapa des, kapa potes, ate pata pas, ate pate. Talk to him. Talk to him. Somebody pray. Kapandeyasha. Kapapateyasha. Adeyapateyasha. Adeyapateyasha. Wherever you are weak, I say plead the blood. Wherever Satan is laughing at you, pray the blood. Wherever you are hopeless, wherever you are faithless, plead the blood. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. Whatever your tongue is, plead the blood. Plead the blood. Lapapateyasha. Abayateyasha. A dear Badesha, Catalas, Otaya Bosha, a day by day, Cabatas, the Papa, a topata Catas, a maso Carantayas, the Pato Pato Posa. Somebody pray, somebody pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight, pray tonight. You may be tired of life, but the blood cries better things. The blood cries better things. I said, no demon can make you quit. No demon can make you stop. I said, tonight, plead the blood. Plead the blood. Resist the devil, and he shall flee away from you. Plead the blood. Le patas. 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 Le patas.
Jesus, we are praying this last prayer. Paul said, and there was a thorn in my flesh. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me or to harass me. Three times. He said, three times I pleaded with God. In other words, there was persistency. The devil kept on harassing him. He kept on harassing him. Demons were always coming to afflict him. You may be going through something in your life. It may be happening persistently. It may be happening in your life continuously. Demons are harassing you. They are abusing your life continuously. There is something, there is a cycle in your life. Like Paul, you want to stop. You have prayed several times to God. But the Bible said, Paul said, three times I cried to God. Today we are praying that let the blood of Jesus Christ intervene this very night and bring that cycle to an end and bring that demon to an end and to separate you and to give you the victory and to manifest your victory tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray that whatever it is tonight, let it stop. Let that harassment stop. Let that harassment stop in the name of Jesus. Anything demonic harassment, let it cease tonight. Let it cease tonight. La plante ya kaye, abande kabe. Hey, so kakata ya bosu ya, adi ya bosu ya ande. Ende ya pe ya ande ya, kapapapapo. Lenta ya barata, ata bata. Abrande ya, apapas, kapapapas. Hey, so ya ande, eta batata, kata katesh. Le plante a papa dash in my asuya and they appear and they are cabo and they are a papa dash caba ataya dash ataya pesh le prosuya so mandeyash a de cabos a prandeyash a prandeyash patoka tataba la para paya pash capa pash capa papash ataba tapash ataka tatapash ataya Poshia, Suyantayas, Etia Pato Toto Cari, Anto Pacasia, Ataya Pas, A Pas, A Pas, A Pas, A Tas, E Papa Pas, Etoya Pas, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, we play the blood, we play the blood, Capas, A Tas, A Pas.
Atash, 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 the blood, the blood, Papa Bosh, Papa Bosh, Papa Bosh, Toto Boshika.
Please lift up your hands to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless you. By your word, we know that we have been set free indeed. And this very night, we call into memory your word. For the Bible said, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled. That the devil has no room in our lives. For we are indeed the temple of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, touch your people. If there is anyone here who knows that you are not saved, there is a strong conviction upon you that you never remember the day you made such a confession that Lord Jesus, come and live in me. Then today he is not living in you. Then you are not his temple. Then if you are not in his temple, then you are the temple of demons. Today may God help you. May you not struggle with him any longer. But may you bend your knees and may you cry out. And say, Lord Jesus, come, come. Open my eyes that I may see Jesus. That he may touch me and deliver me today. That I also will become his temple. That demons and idols will not have an association with me. Today, settle it, oh God. Settle it in my life. Settle it in my life. I pray that that is your prayer. And for the rest of us who are delivered, may we have the assurance that we are delivered indeed. And the devil has no power and dominion over your lives. Therefore, any fear that you have entertained, may it die tonight. May it die tonight. May it die tonight. Any spirit of deceptions and lies that we have entertained, may it die tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the spirit of death, in the spirit of defeat that we have allowed, tonight we resist it. In the name of Jesus, we resist it. In the name of Jesus. In the demon of persecution that has been allowed, today, oh God, we resist them. One way they came, but let them free 7 times. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your eyes be on the righteous. Let your ears be attentive unto the prayers. We bless you for hearing, for answering. We call the prayer done. Amen. Amen. Beloved, God bless you. We shall continue again. When the series is done, we will go through deliverance and do some deliverance in here. Amen.